and sometimes she would hear him say, "I can fix that," and she'd feel his warm arm across her shoulders. She'd been living in the cabin about 3 months when she was awakened one morning by someone kicking open the cabin door. She opened her eyes to see the blurry end of a rifle, 2 inches from her nose. She could smell Trout Walker's dirty feet.
"You've got exactly 10 seconds to tell me where you've hidden your loot," said Trout, "or else I'll blow your head off."
She yawned. A red-headed woman was there with Trout. Kate could see her rummaging through the cabin, dumping drawers and knocking things from the shelves of cabinets. The woman came to her. "Where is it?" she demanded.
"Linda Miller?" asked Kate. "Is that you?"
Linda Miller had been in the fourth grade when Kate Barlow was still a teacher. She had been a cute, freckle-faced girl with beautiful red hair. Now her face was blotchy and her hair was dirty and scraggly.
"It's Linda Walker now," said Trout.
"Oh, Linda, I'm so sorry," said Kate. Trout jabbed her throat with the rifle.
"Where's the loot?"
"There is no loot," said Kate.
"Don't give me that," shouted Trout. "You've robbed every bank from here to Houston."
"You better tell him," said Linda. "We're desperate."
"You married him for his money, didn't you?" asked Kate. Linda nodded.
"But it's all gone. It dried up with the lake,